Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. On a Monday at this time, we usually talk to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So today you're having a press conference a little bit later on this morning. I know probably a lot of the details you can't tell us too much about, or maybe may not even know yet. We'll see. But is there anything you can tell us, even subject matter or the incident?
Yeah, basically, what I got briefed on was a person broke into a house in Pace and I guess held a woman against her will. And the neighbors saw something suspicious, called us. And when we got there, the guy ran out the back. They kicked in the door, found her tied up, and then went after him. And the dogs tracked him, found him in a wooded area, and then the dogs pretty much tore him up.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So in custody now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Meaning he survived the dogs, but it wasn't pleasant, I'm sure.
Yeah, usually when you have like a Jack the Ripper wearing a fur coat barking at you, and you usually obey commands, but this guy wasn't smart enough to do that, apparently. They let him loose, and yeah, he paid the price for it.
All right, so we'll look forward to more details about that at the press conference later on this morning. I had also wanted to ask, anything else happened over the last week since we talked to you?
Nope, that was pretty much about it of excitement value anyways.
And spring break is over now by a little bit, but spring break was relatively calm in Santa Rosa?
Yeah, and it usually is. I mean, we get more families than, the party types, because we only have like two bars on our beach, and so most of the kids who want to party and have a great time drinking and browsing go to Destin or Pensacola Beach, and we're okay with that.
Very good. Oh, hey, just one follow up on the press conference subject. None of the dogs were injured in the incident. None of the canines.
No. Nope.
Very good. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, we've been talking about it with all of our law enforcement partners, is the Lakeview Center just last Monday opened its intake center for Baker Act, which you guys, there's no Baker Act receiving. I mean, I don't even know. Does Santa Rosa Medical take Baker Acts? I think the answer is no, which means you got to go what? West or east, right?
Yeah. West or east, yeah. If they're in the bar, they go to Fort Walton Medical Center, and if they're in Pace or Gulf Breeze area, taking the Pensacola Baptist.
Okay. So now I assume that Lakeview opening their facility is going to be a helpful way for your officers deposit people if they need to?
Yeah, just another location for drop-offs, which would be great.
And, just based on my knowledge of how EMS and the hospital systems are working, there are times when the emergency room at the hospitals are closed essentially they're on, diversion for ambulances or whatever. Do you guys ever encounter that as law enforcement?
Oh, yeah, we do all the time. And basically our dispatch will have the MCTs, it'll say Baker Act diversion at Baptist right now. We'll let you know when they're back open. And, sometimes it gets pretty problematic. So this should help a lot.
Okay. What do you do? Now you'll have Lakeview as a first resource, but what did you do in the past? Yeah. Because, you couldn't take juveniles to West Florida, and can you take adults to Baptist? I thought no.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the adult part at Baptist, but
okay.
What we used to have to do if a place is in diversion, we have no other place to take them. If they're in Pace, they go all the way to Fort Walton.
Wow.
Which is, it's over an hour drive.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's a big inconvenience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's an officer off the road plus the patient. Obviously, they're having family travel issues related to that. There's, it's all downside.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, one other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, obviously the protests on campuses across the United States, there's been, all kinds of reactions, and I talked about this kind of extensively over the last half hour, that there's been a wide variety of behaviors and certainly some misbehaviors. From a law enforcement perspective, when you see this, I mean, what do you think? What's your reaction to this? What would you do if you were in charge of police response in some of these cases?
Yeah, well, the problem you have is these you know, universities are indoctrinating our young kids. And, you know, the professors in some of these colleges are just radical. And that's what they're teaching. And then you have stuff like this that is produced by that. So now you have a bunch of people who probably can't tell you where Palestine is on a map. They can't even tell you. They can't point out the Middle East. But here they are. They're traumatized by what's going on over there. And the police departments that are, you know, campus police departments, you know, they've got to do basically what the people that run the campus tell them to do. So the response has been kind of double aimed. If it was up to me, the protesters would be, I guess you could say, I don't want to overreact, but there would be a reaction where the campus would be safe for Jewish students to go to class, which they can't even do now. They have to do Zoom calls and stuff to get their classes, which is just totally ludicrous. It's a Jew's fault here in America that what's going on in the Gaza Strip right now.
Right.
I mean, I can't fathom how people come up with that conclusion. They're going to punish people here, something going on over there. It's just, it's really stupid. And, you know, they're burning American flag, chanting that to Americans. Well, if you hate it here so bad, hey, there's flights over there every day, every hour of every day. You can leave the country, and I guarantee you we won't make it.
So as a First Amendment matter, for you, if they're protesting the war, that's one thing, I assume. If they're protesting against the Israeli government, that's one thing, I assume. But if they're calling to get rid of Israel, or if they're espousing violence against Jews there or here, that would cross the line. That would be an enforceable act.
Yeah, well, it would be in Florida, because we have a governor that's proactive and takes care of business. These other places, New York especially, you know, places like that, they don't care. They really don't. And they say free speech, but, you know, you're advocating killing Jewish students and you know, beating them up and stuff. That's what the Nazis did. And you're basically condoning that, saying, yeah, that's okay, free speech. Well, no, it's not free speech. It's radical speech, and you're infringing on the rights of others, and it shouldn't be tolerated. But apparently up there it is, so.
Very good. That's why I was curious what you would say. You're not surprising me. I kind of figured you'd say something in that direction, but I'm glad to hear your opinion about it, because that sort of fits a lot with what I was saying earlier. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for helping us be safer, for helping us understand some of these issues, and we look forward to the press conference later on today. And congratulations, obviously, to your arrest team and your canine handlers for getting somebody who is apparently doing some pretty bad stuff.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll pass that on, and thank you, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Absolutely. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading down North Palafox Road, southbound into Pensacola, you can expect some delays in between the Brent Lane intersection and all the way down to Cervantes. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, looks like that traffic that we were talking about earlier has cleared up significantly coming into Pensacola. And like we've been saying all morning, if you're heading out eastbound on 98, you can expect traffic build up all the way from Hurlburt Field back up to Winhaven Beach. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about selling or buying a house, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just consummate professionals at this. You know, I know Christina is and she wouldn't mind me saying this because she says it about herself. She's a nerd about real estate. She loves it. She loves learning about it. She loves expanding her knowledge base. A couple of years ago, somebody asked her to handle a divorce real estate transaction, which is hard. I mean, a lot of times, you know, as she says, it's hard to deal with people who are disagreeing with each other. You know, a lot of times they'll get rid of their realtor because they can't agree. They feel like one's taking advantage or whatever. And she's like, we went through a whole training to get our folks able to be certified to handle this particular kind of difficulty, because she wants to be able to help. She wants to understand a situation and work within it to make the best outcome for everybody involved. And you'll feel that from her when you talk with her, that she cares. She'll even tell you if you're thinking about buying or selling, and you'll ask her, is this a good idea? And if she doesn't think it is for you based on what you tell her, she'll tell you that. She'd turn down a commission to do what's... Yes. Yeah, that's That's who she is. I've known her a long time. That's exactly who she is. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We are waiting!
Good morning, 8:21 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, I am. I'm here. University campuses across the country remain tense. Protests against the Israel-Gaza war continue, pushing back against police and college administrations. It's the final day of regular classes at Columbia University. Tents apparently still up on the campus lawn. Protests have been taking place at many universities since October. At least five people have died, including an infant, after a powerful storm system spawned tornadoes across four different states over the weekend. The child was one of four people that died in Oklahoma. Another person lost their life in Iowa. And Major League Baseball updating its new uniforms. According to a memo that's been secured by ESPN, the bigger lettering on the back of jerseys will be returning. Mismatched gray tops and bottoms will be fixed. Apparently, no more see-through pants will be an improvement. And also, the ability of jerseys to collect sweat is one of the improvements they'll be making.
It's like if you set out to make bad jerseys, you couldn't do any better than what they did with these. It's amazing how that got through all of the stages of review and whatever to finally wind up on people's bodies. Then you're like, what in the hell just happened here? This is not good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is an interesting story. Did you happen to see this photo circulating on social media that the one of the new NASA administrators, one of the directors of one of the facilities, swore, you know how when you take an oath to office, right? Typically for these things. Took the oath to office, not on a Bible. What would be the weirdest thing you can imagine somebody taking the oath to office on? For NASA. I'll give you in the context, okay? How about Carl Sagan's book? Yeah, that's actually what happened. The photo is real, okay? The new director, what's her name here? Sorry, I just didn't have it right in front of me. Mackenzie Lystrup is the new director of the Goddard Space Flight Center, and she took her oath to office on the Carl Sagan 1994 book Pale Blue Dot. That's the Earth. I don't want to spoil it for you. But a lot of people, I think, look at this and freak out. I don't, and I'll tell you why. People in the past have taken oaths to office on Dr. Seuss books, U.S. Constitution, copies of the Quran. This is probably the first time it's been on a Carl Sagan book. But I'll tell you, as a director of NASA, if you're not going to swear to your oath of office on a Bible, you know, then this seems to be in the right vicinity. You know, it's not Dianetics. take the win. It's not that, right? And I know folks probably think, well, gosh, you know, we want somebody. Okay. Always abstract the particulars and then look for the situation that has all of the facts inverted to what you want it to be. Okay. So a world in which most people swear their oath to office on a Bible, I affirm that's good. Okay. Imagine we lived in a world where we all really, really, really adored Carl Sagan a lot. And so that was the norm. Swearing an oath to office on the Blue Dot Book was the norm. And somebody wanted to swear it on a Bible. And now you got to put yourself in the position of the Blue Dot people, right? Hopefully you think that's okay. Well, if this is what she finds significant, I won't necessarily say sacred, but maybe so. Okay. Now, is she mocking Christianity in the process? I don't feel that that's the case. When she was asked about this, she says that, like many astronomers and space scientists, my passion began with watching the documentary Cosmos by Carl Sagan on public television. Sagan worked very hard to make science accessible and popular for humanity. His book, The Pale Blue Dot, highlights the importance of exploring the universe and understanding our home planet. Given his personal importance to me and how his work resonates with our work we do at NASA on behalf of the whole world, it's appropriate to include him in this important ceremony. Appropriate to complete. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think she's mocking. And you know what, honestly, even if she were, you know, again, kind of a commitment to that free speech thing, you know, why do we swear? Now, what you might say is, well, why do we swear in on tomes of authority to begin with, like the Quran or, you know, the Old Testament, let's say only, or the New Testament, all of it together with the Bible? Why would you do that? Well, the reason we have oaths is it's an acknowledgement that there's something higher and greater than just us that we believe holds us accountable to, for example, fulfilling an oath of office or telling truth in a court of law or something like that, right? The idea is a reminder, hey, what you're about to do in speaking carries significant consequences, both for the people you're talking about or the duties you're discharging. And so we want you to think about this very seriously, and you know, we want you to have something higher than yourself. You might say that somebody who doesn't believe in anything higher than from themselves would be disqualified, but are you going to make it a religious test oath for office and you start to become unconstitutional in a different way? So, yeah, it's a little weird because I don't think she would say that Carl Sagan is like, you know, the authoritative dispositor of her eternal soul or anything like that. But again, just generally speaking, I don't really have a problem with this. And I like people to be honest about their beliefs, and she's being honest about her beliefs. 437-1620, Jimmy. I certainly don't want a world in which people who would rather not swear on the Bible and don't believe in the Bible and feel like, well, they have to, because that's, I mean, that's not healthy either, right? Is that what you want? Anyway, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're in East Milton heading westbound on Highway 90, right at that Lux Fast Lane Rentals, you are going to be backed up going all the way into Milton at Willing Street. So be cautious driving through there. It builds up pretty quick around that bend, and it looks like it is at a dead stop right now. And again, we've been saying this all morning, if you are heading eastbound on 98, that traffic is clearing up into Hurlburt Field, but still looking like it is still pretty solid build up there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you need air conditioning, electric, heating, or plumbing work, call Peden. They'll take care of you. Professional service, shows up on time. We'll do the work right the first time, has high-quality products, and we'll stand behind them with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Doing so well, obviously they've been in Pensacola for a long time, but they've recently expanded all the way east to Tallahassee. That's quite a territory. And then west, just last year to Baldwin County, and then this year into Mobile County. So they are now in Mobile, all the way from Mobile to Tallahassee. So if you need work in any of those areas, they will take care of you. Also, for the rest of this month, that's today and tomorrow only. They switch deals on Wednesday. For today and tomorrow only, you have $250 off indoor air quality systems for this month. So if that's something that appeals to you, I would check it out today. Go to Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com, to get more information or to schedule an appointment. 829 on News Radio 92.3. The U.S. Is buying 81 Soviet-era combat aircraft from Russia, or well, from a Russian ally anyway, which is kind of an interesting deal. These are all non-functional. Okay, so it's not like we're going to be putting them back up in service or anything like that. But the theory here And, you know, these are like MiG-31s, MiG-27s, 29s, Su-24 bombers and all. These are 70s and 80s vintage aircraft, which is, you know, old but not that old. We're spending about $2.5 million, $2.26 million on them, and about $20,000 a piece, which I think is a steal. My son would want to buy one of those. He doesn't have the money, but he'd go in debt for it. Anyway, the theory is that we're using them as maybe parts for Ukrainian aircraft that do use these, or as decoys at airfields, or that they are somehow or other going to be shuffled from our possession into Ukrainian possession. And, you know, maybe they would teach us things about the opponent that we don't know. I think that's unlikely. We probably know everything about the opponent. We need to know with those things. But, yeah, you know, for a cool $2 million, you too could be the owner of a couple dozen old Soviet dysfunctional airframes, which, man, I know a lot of people that would love to be like, well, fixing up cars is what I have been doing so far. But now, let's get into it. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. Campus protesters get physical at UCLA. Scuffles between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters. And pro-Palestinian groups break down police barriers at GW University. But Secretary of State Blinken has a message on negotiations from Saudi Arabia.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
How would candidate Donald Trump handle the campus protest? Trump posting this morning in all caps, stop the protest now, a day off from his New York City trial. The former president also dismissing rival RFK Jr. as a Democrat plant in a wasted protest vote. The independent Kennedy says, meet me on stage to debate to both Trump and Biden. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now 72 degrees, mostly cloudy in Pensacola. A historic African-American cemetery that dates all the way back to the start of segregation was the target of a weekend cleanup. The Good Hope AME Church Cemetery had long been overgrown. It was full of litter from squatters. Local historians say it's one of several important locations for the African-American community here in the area.
Built Pensacola, quite literally. Many of these people worked at the Navy base out at Barrancas, and they helped build the Pensacola we see today. Warrington probably wouldn't be here without these people.
That is Jennifer Melcher from the UWF Archaeology Institute. Community members, the church congregation, and Escambia County all came together to clean up the cemetery on Saturday. County officials say it's part of a larger initiative to clean up the Warrington area. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is holding a news conference later this morning regarding a recent arrest. That's scheduled for 11 a.m. We'll have more details on that later this morning. Congressman Matt Gaetz's office says he's secured $20 million in funding to start repair work on the Blue Angels hangar on board NAS Pensacola.
So the Blue Angels are in kind of an older, more rusted out hangar. We want to make sure that the Blues have a great home in Pensacola for generations to come.
That from an interview that Gaetz did with Channel 3 earlier this year. Some of that funding will be used to plan and develop improvements for the hangar. The rest will be used to repair damage from Hurricane Sally. And Gaetz says he's also asking for additional money to assist in that repair process for this year's National Defense Authorization Act. There's an investigation ongoing after three people were killed in a shooting on West Jackson Street early yesterday morning. That happened at West Jackson Square on West Jackson and 65th. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says there was an adult birthday party happening in the area. The three victims were in a vehicle in the Jackson Square parking lot. Investigators say the shootings appeared to be a targeted ambush. Shell casings from both a rifle and a handgun were recovered at the scene. Two of the victims died there. A third was taken to a local hospital where they died. There's no word on suspects in the case as of yet, but if you have any information, you should contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. Three Union County teenagers arrested after Santa Rosa County deputies spotted a stolen vehicle on I-10 over the weekend. The teens reportedly led deputies on a high-speed chase, then crashed into a tree line as they attempted to exit the interstate. That stolen vehicle and a firearm were recovered. The teenagers have not been identified, but the FHP says they were 14 and 15 years old. There's also no word on what charges they could be facing. An Escambia County teen recovering after being shot on Friday. The sheriff's office says that teen was taken to a local hospital by a family member after being shot in his thigh. This happened around Triton Circle in Michigan Avenue. Right now, no word on suspects in that case. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you are in East Milton heading westbound on Highway 90, you can expect some slowdowns there. It's not as bad as it was, but a road closure is backing traffic up all the way from Willing Street right across the Quinn Bayou. So be expecting some delays there. And like we've been saying all morning, heading into eastbound on 98, heading into Hurlburt Field, traffic is backing up. All the way to Windhaven Beach, so be expecting some delays there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing a nice warm start to the day. Temperature is going to be humid as we head into the afternoon. Small chance of rain as we go into the evening hours. High today near 78 degrees. Low tonight near 68 degrees. As you go Monday night through Tuesday morning, we'll have about a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Tuesday afternoon, temperatures warming up near 81 degrees. Any rain we see on Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon comes to an end by the evening with a low near 64. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEA RTV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have cloudy skies. It is 73 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and warming up in Milton, 68 there. Your money now. This morning, markets are opening a little bit higher. The Dow is up 115.05 at 38,354.71. S&P 500 up 19.12 at 51.19.08, and the NASDAQ up 80.21 at 16.08.11. Our 10-year bond rate is down a bit this morning at 4.63%. Gold price is down $3 at $23.44.20. Silver price is down 3 cents at $27.50. Bitcoin down almost $1,500 this morning. It's at $62,260. The rest of the crypto market, as normal, is following Bitcoin's lead. Get ready for a busy week when it comes to first quarter earnings reports. More than 150 companies set to report their results in the next several days. Chief among them, big names like Apple and Amazon. On top of that, the Federal Reserve kicking off a two-day meeting on Tuesday. They'll have an announcement on interest rates after that meeting is over. President Biden praising a new labor agreement between the UAW and Daimler. UAW and the German truck manufacturer came to an agreement on Saturday that avoided a strike of 7,000 workers in North Carolina. And Tesla issuing mass layoffs across the country. Forbes reporting the electric vehicle maker is cutting over 3,300 workers in California, nearly 2,700 workers at its Tesla headquarters Gigafactory in Texas. According to a government notice, 693 employees in Nevada are also being let go. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and summer blooming plants. and, of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's a watercraft question for us today. Watercraft question, which is kayak, paddleboard, or other? 437-1620, 437-1620. This comes from deep, painful personal experience. I'll tell you about it as we go along. But if you're going to get out on the water without a motor, what's your mechanism? 437-1620, 437-1620. Jimmy, do you have a preference in this regard, kayak, paddleboard, or other?
I was talking about our inflatable kayak the other day growing up and how hard it was for me to paddle it as an eight-year-old. So
as an eight-year-old.
Not that. Somebody please text in and remind me what the French guy standing at the front of the little canoe when you're paddling down the river. You know what I mean?
Like a Vienna kind of?
Yes, yes.
Like
what are those guys called?
A gondolier?
Yes, gondolier. That's what it was.
Isn't he at the back?
I don't know.
Okay, sure.
I'm uncultured.
Because I think in Venice it's at the back, and they're kind of swishing it back and forth like a very long oar, I think is kind of how that works.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, 437-1620, kayak or paddleboard, 437-1620. I suppose you could mention, if it is kayak, inflatable or hard, because, you know, they have inflatable. I speak because we just bought an inflatable kayak.
Mm-hmm.
More on this conversation later. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody texts in, Sarah, here says, it's going to have an engine on it if I'm going to get in it on the water. Sympathies. But then, you know, maintenance is a big issue, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's expensive and where do you store it? And then the maintenance. I mean, a paddleboard or a kayak is just, you know, take it home, spray it off, you're done. Deflate it if you need to. 437-1620. Somebody says paddleboard. Of course, we need the why. We need why. Why prefer the paddleboard? 437-60. Oh, floating tube. All right. So, mostly non-motor, immobile, right? Mm-hmm. You're dependent upon the current at that point. I mean, you're not getting in a tube trying to, like, you know, go across to the other side. Although you can get sort of out or under and kick and swim in them, you know, but then you're just swimming with a really big floaty. Mm-hmm. Swim with the big donut. That's a little bit different. 437-1620. Somebody here says surfboard. Okay, fair enough. But again, that's just a like pointy paddleboard that you can. I mean, you could do paddleboardy stuff on a surfboard, but no. Okay, fair enough. That's I understand the people. I've never been surfing. I've tried boogie boarding and it's unsatisfying.
I have attempted surfing twice.
And?
So both times I got caught in the rip current.
Oh,
so outstanding. That was fun.
Well
that
done.
Was,
way
yeah,
to go.
That was awesome.
That's good.
So
my attitude towards surfing, I'm not against it. I'm not judgmental, is I used to be a skateboarder a long time ago. I used to ski
really?
A long time ago. Still do ski every once in a while. And one time and one time only, I decided to opt for a snowboard. And I almost died twice in the first 2 hours, and I went back to skis.
Good.
So in my mind, a surfboard is just another version of almost dying. So I'm going to pass on that for me. Somebody here says, a rowboat in my advanced years. Sympathy for that answer. I really do. Somebody here says, Andrew, I think the proper term is called sculling. That's fair enough. I love it. Somebody says, without a motor, what's the point? Well, exercise and fun and low impact on the environment.
I'll have
and
none
ease.
Of that.
What's that?
I'll have none of that.
Yeah.
Is it exercise?
Yeah, I know. I understand. Oh, somebody says canoe. Yeah, you know, canoes are nice. I like canoe. Canoe is a little bit more of a space and transport commitment, though. I actually agree with you. Canoes are very useful. The one thing about the canoe, though, is, you know, you're still at a distance from the water, and then getting back in if something happens. Canoes are not the easiest to remount, let's say. Most of the other things you can remount fairly easy. Somebody says, I don't think the gondoliers use a long oar. I think they use long poles, and they stick it in the ground to push. Okay, fair enough. No, that could be right. I could be wrong. Somebody says, I've got hard kayaks, inflatables, and paddleboards, boats, and surfboards. But on this question, paddleboard for ease of use. You can also sit on a paddleboard and use it like a kayak. It's easier to transport, lighter, and more inflatable, and quicker to inflate. Agreed with all that. Although I will tell you that inflating a paddleboard is one of those... By the end, you start off, you're like, this is easy. And then, you know, you get to about 10 PSI and you're like, I want to die. That's a lot of repetitions.
My buddy invested in a Hobie. Have you heard of those?
What is that?
They're the kayaks that are pedal.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he recommends it. I mean, he can go, and it's got.
Okay.
He brings his fishing pole out there. And
in my mind, and maybe this is the problem, now you're talking about a paddle boat, when you go around a pond and there's two of you and it's got the little cranky thing on it, and I've never wanted to die more than when I've ever rented those.
I mean,
those are by the way, that's a great first date.
It's not
because you find out what you're marrying, right? You know, what's this person do when they're stressed and unhappy? Well, in my case, you swear a lot. You know, that's what I do. 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you were in East Milton heading westbound on Highway 90, you can expect to see some traffic rounding that bend on Highway 90 going into Milton, crossing the Blackwater River. So be cautious there. Otherwise, just going into, you know, eastbound on 98 going into Hurlburt Field, that traffic is clearing up, but still a little bit backed up all the way to Wind Haven Beach. Also, Brent and Davis looking very backed up, specifically on Brent going on to Davis. So be expecting some delays if you are heading eastbound on Brent Lane. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the fives.
Ironically, as we talk about what to do on the water without a motor, mm-hmm. I'm going to recommend that if you're getting a new car with a motor, you want to go to Frontier Motors. See what I've done there?
Very
it's terrible.
Clever.
Anyway, no, seriously, it's a great place to buy good quality used cars. 1, 2, 3 years old, almost new cars you won't have to worry about. You know, if you've got a car you got to worry about, then go to Frontier and get one you don't have to worry about. That's the idea. They'll take care of you. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, trying to make car buying as little unfun as it can be made. I'm not going to promise you it can be made fun, but I will say they will take away the unfunness that happens. That's a word. At a lot of car buying opportunities, so you'll enjoy it. You'll dislike it less than anywhere else. I know it doesn't sound like the greatest marketing campaign, but you know what I'm talking about. I've bought a lot of cars, and the one that I... disenjoyed the least, that's two made-up words in a segment, was at Frontier Motors. 847 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to the question of the day, which is paddleboard, kayak, or other? 437-1620. Somebody here says both. You can fish off of either one. Somebody says sailboat with electric motor if the wind stops. Yeah, but I mean, that's great, love you, but that is a whole other level of deal, right? Maybe you said windsurfing or something like that. I could see that. That's that doesn't require... $30,000 in special clothing. 437-16 to 30 is a light end, by the way. Yeah. Sailboat with electric motor if the wind stops. I can surf, skateboard, wakeboard, skimboard. I can't snowboard to save my life, and I'll stick with skis too. Andrew, you know what? It does give me a funny idea, though, is and maybe this is because I've seen too many James Bond movies, but now that we're talking about motors and non-motors and skiing, it suddenly occurs to me that somebody pulling you down the mountain with a motorized vehicle fast on skis. It's terrifying to imagine. There's one, isn't there just one James Bond where they do that? Anyway, 437-1620. All right, I'll tell you my version of this just because you asked or didn't. I don't care. I'm telling you anyway. So we got paddle boards, a year ago, something like that. We got one for us, and then the boys liked it so much we got one for them too. And I like the paddle board. I do. I really like the paddleboard. The only limitations on the paddleboard is it's got to be relatively calm. You know, relatively. You don't want to take them out in too much surf. At least I have not experienced that. Also, they tell you can stand up and do paddleboard. I'm just telling you, that's hard. Standing up and doing it is hard. Sitting down is very comfortable. Although you find kind of positioning yourself with 53-year-old knees and things like that. So I actually sit on a little thing that works out for me. But I like the paddleboard. That's great. My experience with kayaks is this. We kayaked one time in Jacksonville, and we rented kayaks for the tour or whatever, not with anybody, just we went on our own. And we made the classic mistake, classic blunder, of kayaking downriver first. And we're not informed or didn't think about the fact that we'd be going upriver to return. Oh, God. Worst outing of my life for an outdoor adventure. And that's saying something because I've done some things. And it was awful. I never wanted to get in a kayak again. But then we rented kayaks to do the bioluminescent thing at Cape Canaveral. And that was super cool. And I didn't care. And it was flat water and it was fine. So I thought, oh, maybe kayaks aren't so bad. So we're biking around Baldwin County the other day. And we stopped at a garage sale and they have a kayak for sale. An inflatable kayak. And I know my wife likes this idea. And I'm like, kayak. Anyway, so I said, well, why don't you ask him for a price? She's like, all right, I didn't think you want it. I'm like, oh, that's for you, honey. So she talks to him, $40, and we buy it. It's $180 retail, and she bought it for $40. And I thought, well, we can try it. I'm willing to try it. I'm an experimenter. I'll try one time. We took it out on Bayou Tahar yesterday, launched from Bayview. Did you notice the wind yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
And our theory was, well, let's try it and make sure it's see if it's okay. And going, we made the classic blunder, is we went with the wind on the outbound trip. And then, and I was fine. It was no big deal. A little wide, like you said, Jimmy, a little uncomfortable to paddle for me. Mm-hmm. I kept hitting my hand on the seams, actually, on the inflatable. I didn't like that. But okay. I mean, acceptable. Not as good as the paddleboard, but okay. Oh, but then we came back against the wind. My wife could tell that I was unhappy. And she started to try to engage me in distracting conversation. I was having none of that. I wanted to finish and get out. I was so miserable, so angry, just so like, oh, this. Can we just go sideways and get out and walk? Like, it was awful. And but I didn't say any of this because I'm trying to be a good, you know, team player. And finally, she's like, are you angry? And I'm like, what was your clue? She's like, why? I'm like, dear, this is worse than when we took it upriver. And she's like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, she's like, so I guess you don't want to do this again. I'm like, well, let me put it to you this way. I will sign divorce papers before I do this again. And she says, oh, really? Dude, no. Anyway, we joke about stuff like that. So, you know, would I take it on a flat day? I would be willing to try it again on a flat day. We definitely took it out the wrong day, but I will never, ever inflatable kayak or any other kind of kayak, either upstream or anti-wind, ever again in my life, unless I'm single. And even then, never, never. 852 on News Radio 92.3. So, yeah, paddle boards for me. The limit there is you don't go out when it's windy and wavy, which is fine. Do something else. I don't know. Get a motorized vehicle or ride your bikes. 852 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They're playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday night at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Angelina's cooking class, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to speak to one of your head warmongers, please.
Good morning, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's great to have you with us on this Monday. I know it's Monday. It's okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to get there with our help. It'll be fine. Jimmy has got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Like we mentioned earlier, if you are in East Milton heading westbound on Highway 90, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic. It's not as bad as it was, but still looking a little bit slowed down there going into Milton over the Blackwater River Bridge. Seems to be an accident on 9 Mile Road just outside of that Sammy Barker's there. So be expecting some slowdowns, possibly drive with caution. And if you are heading eastbound again on 98, that traffic has lightened up a little bit going into Hurlburt Field. Still looking a little bit backed up. I will never be able to say that correctly.
Hurlburt Field.
Yes.
You got it.
I got to practice that one. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This report presented by Pensacola Christian Academy. Now enrolling 4- and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. Register now. EnrollPCA.com. The area's premier kindergarten learning program. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, Press Correspondents' Dinner. I always forget what the exact name is, so I say it both ways because I don't really care to learn the exact name. It's Nerd Prom is what they call it. It's all of the press folks get together in a room, and then the president roasts himself, his critics, other people, the media, and then an actual comedian roasts the president and everybody else. Joe Biden talking about this, telling some jokes on Saturday night. I thought... did a fairly good job of reading the jokes. You know, he managed to read the teleprompter. That's good.
It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife, Jill, was with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry. Just like riding the bike. She said, that's what I'm worried about.
Because, you know, he had that incident, right?
Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
And some of them were pointed, obviously, at former President Trump, who's his opponent in the election coming up in November. Well, I mean, we assume. Anything could change for both of these guys, but we assume that's going to be the matchup, right? 99% chance.
But look, age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Ooh. All right, all right.
I had a great stretch since the State of the Union. But Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell?
I don't know why what the hell. But this actually, I think the best joke that he had of the night, and some of them were not that funny, but the one that was, in my opinion, the funniest, was not about Trump.
Look, being here is a reminder that folks think what's going on in Congress is political theater. That's not true. If Congress were theater, they'd have thrown out Lauren Boebert a long time ago.
Oh, see, because of what she did in the theater with the dude on the... Anyway, 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. And Colin Jost, that was relatively funny. Had a lot of jokes. My God, you know, lots and lots of jokes. And most of them were fairly good. They both had sort of their sincerity moment at the end, which I think they both kind of misfired on that. But that's fine. It's their prerogative. They're the ones invited to speak, not me. 858 News Radio 92.3, time for future news, where Jimmy and I are going to tell you what's going to happen before it happens. We've been talking about this. We're on day 40 and three meetings of concurrency watch for Commissioner Jeff Burgosh to introduce the idea of road and stormwater concurrency. Road is the main one. Will we get it before the primary?
I'm going to say yes this time.
I'm going to say yes. I'll just be optimistic. And I'll praise him if he does. He says he will. So, you know, let's see it. Let's see it. You know, put up or shut up. Again, I hope so. And that's all I've got time for. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.